Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome back, baseball family. So like Briggs said, this is our first installment of Panic or Patience this season. If you're new to the show or you just didn't see it last year, what we do with this is we take the bottom couple teams of every division and we identify whether we think that they should be having panic, whether they should be panicking or right. having patience. With
you can have panic.
One. You can have panic. Exactly right. Panic and pain. But anyway, we're just going to be talking about what we think, how these teams should be addressing things going forward. Mm-hmm. So, Brig, yeah. Let's go with, we always start in the AL East. Let's start with the bottom of the AL East. You've got the Blue Jays. Currently, the Blue Jays, they are not at the absolute bottom. They're not exactly, I don't know, right where you want to be, but they are 15-15, fourth place in the AL East. If you are the Blue Jays, are you panicking or are you having patience?
Patience. You got a couple of bats that still need to wake up. Otherwise, everything's not, nothing's falling off the rails. Toughest division in the league, in the entire league. Hang in there. It's okay. You're in a league where you can win where you can win 90, 95 games and still not make it into the playoffs.
That's why I'm panicking. That's why I'm panicking.
Yeah, there's time, though. There's time.
Because you've got to play how many games against the Orioles? How many games against the Yankees? Yes, the Red Sox are playing well right now, but that might fall off. But it might not because the Red Sox have talent. And the Rays have talent. You could end up. You could end up being the bottom of that division. You've got to be able to find a way to fight through whatever's going on right now and figure it out. Like, I'd be panicking a little bit, especially since if they don't make the playoffs this year, you've got to blow up that team.
Yeah.
You've got to break up the band.
It's all or nothing this year, for sure.
Has to be.
Yeah, there's a lot of missed promises with this team, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, but I'm not there yet. I might feel differently next month if they come up in this discussion again. But right now, I'm in patience. Like, Vlad's got to wake up his bat. And then
– big time. Yeah.
Like, big time, right? He's not the only one. I think there's time. I think you're patient.
Okay. What about the Rays? So, we have the Rays. They are sitting in last at just 14-16. Not a bad record. Yeah. Five games back of the Orioles and the Yankees right now. 14-16 Rays, you panicking or having patience with this team?
Patience. It's okay. It's too early. The AL East is so tight right now. It's so vicious, and there's so much just heaviness. Everything swings on one or two games, it seems, week to week. I just hang in there for a little bit. Just be patient.
I'd be saying the same thing because the Rays, I know last year they started super duper hot and they pretty much rode that the rest of the season, right? Yeah. Into the playoffs because they had some really bad stretches where it was like, man, they might not. But at the same time, though, like that is a team that is it's loaded with talent. They're super deep.
Yeah.
Their pitching is super deep. They have some guys who they need to get back off the IL. The one thing I would worry about as the Rays, though, is Jose Siri is a head case. You got to get that guy sorted out. Like, there was something that happened last September where he didn't even run out a ball to first base. Instead, he peeled off, went straight in the dugout, slammed his helmet, and started pitching a fit. I was like,
that's right.
I get you're frustrated, man, but the body language. And it's continued to spiral since then. Like,
yeah.
He's your center fielder.
Yeah.
He's your center fielder and supposed to be one of your vets because you got such a young team.
Yeah, like, with the young team.
I would be doing a lot to try to sort that out because if he doesn't sort that out, then I might be panicking a little bit because that could be toxic through the rest of the team.
Yeah, see, but I haven't seen evidence of toxic yet.
Right. I have not either.
There was last season, but I'm not there yet.
About that, though.
it'd be on the radar. It'd be a short leash, but I'm not there
yet. And maybe Randy or Rosarena will come in and be like, dude, just deal with it. That's baseball.
That's baseball, Susan, right? And that's what I was going to say. Like, there are other guys who are way steadier, even aggressive, but steadier. It's going to be all right. I'm not there yet.
Okay. All right, let's go to the AL Central. So in the AL Central, we have the Minnesota Twins sitting at 15-13, which is not bad, by the way, because they would be on top of, they'd be tied for first in the American League West at this very moment. But they're in fourth place in the AL Central because they got to go up against Cleveland, Detroit, and Kansas City. Who would have thought we'd be saying that at this point?
I can't believe that the Central is this contested.
Yeah.
Right, and I don't see it falling off for a while. I think that we're going to have this is going to be a battleground at least until the All-Star break, probably.
Yeah, somebody's going to fall off. But I think it'll end up being a two-team race after the All-Star break.
I think so. I was just going to say that. Two teams.
Yeah.
But so I still don't know who the second team's going to be.
Yeah, if you're the Twins, though, at this point, are you going to have patience or are you panicking?
Patience.
Patience still?
Yeah.
So, like I said, 15-13 isn't bad.
It's not bad.
But I would be a little bit worried about contending with the Tigers are really good.
That's the one I'm worried about.
And I've told you, man, watch out for Kansas City. Watch out for those
Royals. You're right.
Because that's a team, and it seems like they're figuring out that pitching situation.
I think for me, it comes down to it, this early in the season, it comes down to like division play versus play outside the division, interleague play especially. Like, they just count differently, you know?
It always feels like it does. Yeah.
It always does.
Yeah.
So I'm like, there's enough games separating them. They're going to be away from one another often enough right now.
And I'm not going to say a full-fledged red alert panic with the Twins, but I'm not exactly patient yet, is because it's going to be so contentious at the top. Because it's only going to be a two-team race. You want to be in and be that second team sooner than later because you don't want to dig yourself a hole you can't get out of. Because we're going to get into a little bit, and it feels like that's what the Astros are doing. Because they always say, you cannot win a division in April, but you can definitely lose it. You want to make sure you're jockeying for position, even in April, to make yourself competitive when the time comes. Because the last couple of years, the Mariners, Astros, and Rangers may not have been in first place after April or May, but they were right there where they could get to it within a reasonable amount of time.
Yeah, you're right.
So that's why I'm not quite having patience.
You're squirrely, but you're not panicking.
Right, yeah, like maybe itchy, a little uneasy.
Yeah, antsy.
I'm uneasy. Yeah. Okay. AL West. We've got the Astros. Just talked about them. They're in the basement. They're 9-19. This is their worst start since like 2013.
Yeah.
They are six games back of the first place Mariners, which I love saying, by the way, in case you didn't notice. Are you panicking or having patience with the Astros?
I'm panicking so hard. I called up the new kid. I'm shaking all kinds of stuff up. I'm in full blown hemorrhage, stop the bleeding, triage. It's bad. It's bad right now.
It is bad because they had a bad start last year, but it wasn't this bad.
No.
Right? And they won the division on the last day of the season. And it took an absolute meltdown by Texas and Seattle for them to win the division last year.
Here's the thing. Think about it this way, just for perspective. The Astros have only won three more games than the White Sox.
Did they win three games against the White Sox? Is that...
Maybe.
but this is the thing, though, is that they're decimated. Their starting rotation is decimated with injuries, and those guys are either going to be out all year or an extended period of time, and you cannot fill it. Those are not holes you can fill in. Ronel Blanco has been an absolute revelation, and Justin Verlander is back, but if you're winning two out of every five games, that's not going to get you anywhere.
It can't happen.
For those of you actuaries out there, that is a 400 winning percentage, and that ain't good.
I love our actuaries. I love you, actuaries.
Absolutely.
You guys are awesome.
So, yeah. 100% panicking as an Astro right now.
Oh, yeah.
How about the Angels, Brig? How about the Angels? The Angels are 10-18. They are in fourth place in the AL West, sitting above the Astros, five games back of the first place Mariners. But you got Mike Trout tied, leading the league with 10 home runs. What are you doing, panic or patience?
I'm not neither. I'm sitting back watching Mike Trout. Mike Trout's doing his thing. We're all happy for him.
Anthony Rendon's on the IL. Getting
their reps in. Yeah, Anthony Rendon. He's on his motorcycle somewhere or whatever he's doing. I don't know. But, yeah, that's...
Panic, patience, or business as usual? Business as usual.
Who cares?
It's funny, though.
Watch Mike Trout hit home runs. That's it.
It's just funny, Brig, that the Angels are sitting there at 10-18, and it's like they're only five games back, but you know they're not going to close the gap because they never do. They've got Ron Washington. They've got Mike Trout. They've got Noah Shanwell, who's supposed to be really good. Zach Neto, who's supposed to be really good, but they're really young. But it's like they're not going to do anything with it because they never do.
I'm not worried about them if I'm Seattle.
Not even a little bit.
Like, no. And Seattle's going to be in that top, fighting for that top spot all year long.
As long as they can lay off Texas. Those balls. Yeah. They will be.
And the way things are going, maybe the former Oakland team will have that same. I mean, honestly.
Mitch Garber walked off. Mariners, by the way, beat the Braves. Yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
I was so upset that Bryce Miller was going to get a loss after going seven full, giving up two hits and one run. Oh, I was going to be so mad.
That would have been so bad to like losing with the line like that.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Amazing. Loving it. Okay, I'm back in a good mood now, Brick. Okay, NL East. Let's talk about the Mets. Let's talk about the Mets for a minute.
No.
The Mets.
No.
14-14. Got off to a hot start. Well, actually, no. They got off to a bad start. They went on a good streak for a little while, and now they're back. Not again. 4-6 in their last 10. Third place, six games back of the Braves. They're never going to catch the Braves. Nobody's going to catch the Braves. Are you panic or patience with the Mets? Or are you business as usual?
I mean,
they're like the Angels. You're business as usual. You're business as usual. And let me tell you why. You're business as usual because the front office said last year, we're not contending in 2024. So if you're not planning on contending this year, then you're just like, just go play, fellas. What happens, happens. What ifs? Yeah. Here we go. Like, Pete Alonso, I'm sorry we stink. Francisco Lindor, I'm sorry we stink. Let's go maybe win some games. You don't really care. You're not panicking. You're not having patience. You're just business as usual.
Just ambivalent. It's like, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah. Yep.
Let's just hang in there with Washington.
That's your benchmark. That's your benchmark. As long as we're above Washington and Miami and the standings, we're okay. Even though right now they're tied at the Nats, which that's odd.
Yeah, it's a weird. Okay.
Okay, let's go NL Central. We have three teams from this division. We have the Cardinals, Pirates, and Reds. Let's start with the Cardinals. The Cardinals are sitting at the bottom, 13-15. Not too bad this early in the year. So this is one thing, Brig, that I want to have some context with this. So a couple years ago when Jesse Winker played that 1 year in Seattle, he was standing at second base, and somebody said to him, like, man, you're off to a rough start. He's like, oh, it's been brutal. He's like, but don't worry about it. It seems like at this time of the season, it was like towards the end of April. It's like, it seems like this time of year, everybody's either hitting .125 or .500. Like, doesn't matter. You'll come around. It all law of averages, it always evens out, right?
That's true.
So 100%. At this point, 13-15 might not be that bad because they're only 4.5 games back behind the Cubs.
Central, both central divisions are always screwy to me. Like, I feel like there's a pretty clear indication of what's going on in the West, especially the National League West.
Yeah.
And the East has a pretty clear division, especially the National League. But it's just interesting I don't know. Okay, can we move on to the Reds?
Well, hold on. So I'm just gonna say with the Cards, I'm having patience still.
Yeah.
Like that's I'm not worried about the Reds. Okay. The Cardinals. Yeah. Move on to the Reds. The Reds are 15-13. They're in third place, 2.5 back of the Cubs.
Yeah. I'm fidgeting.
You're fidgeting.
I'm fidgeting in my seat. I'm bouncing around. I'm not panicking, but I've got a tickle and it makes me uncomfortable.
Okay. I'm having patience with the Reds, and this is why. I'm not too worried about it yet. They've been able to hold their position in the division. This division, to me, this whole time, has felt like a 2-3 team race. I'm shocked that the Brewers are in there as well as they are. Still, I do think it's going to end up being a 3-team race between the Cubs, Brewers, and Reds. And the Reds, all they have to do is they have to, like, maintain. You know how sometimes, like, I mean, you've been to a NASCAR race. I don't watch a lot of NASCAR, but I understand some of the concepts, right?
For sure.
You don't necessarily want to, because it's the same thing in track, you don't necessarily want to be in the front. You want to draft a little bit behind.
Right. Yeah. Same with cycling. Right.
Yeah, cycling. The Reds are drafting. They're going to sit behind second and third place. And that team got a lot of really good experience last year, especially down the stretch. I'm not saying they're going to be able to turn it on, but they're going to be able to hold serve so they don't run out of gas in August, September, like some teams do.
That's my concern with the Reds. That's why I'm fidgeting. They're going
to draft.
They're just going to draft the whole way, and then there's not a next gear for them to climb into.
See, I don't think it's going to be a flip that, or switch that they flip.
You think they'll just slowly increase? Because
the movie Red. I think that it's just gonna click naturally for them.
Okay. Well, either way, I lean on the panic side. I'm not patient.
And that makes sense. And you know, I can see that because they are such a young team, super young team, that you might be panicking a little bit this early. So let's talk about the Pirates for just a minute. The Pirates are 14-15. Again, they got off to a pretty good start, but they're 3-7 in their last 10 at this point.
Panic. Everybody's panicking. Full-blown panic.
My thing is, like, I don't know if they had any expectations, so it's like maybe they're just business as usual.
Yeah. But if you're Skeens and if you're some of the other young talent that they're just sitting there waiting to come up, are you waiting? If the front office, are you waiting for those guys to develop and have the intersection of it doesn't matter anymore? Are you going into it with it doesn't matter anymore? And the whole point is to keep time while we wait for those guys to come up like Paul Skeens? Like,
I think we're going to be able to see how the Pirates feel about this in 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, if they call up Skeens and they have not improved beyond where they're at right now in the standings or their record, like I said, 3-7 in the last 10, if they're hovering around 3-7, 5-5 in their last 10, they're not getting up to 6-4, 7-3 in any 10-game stretch. And if they call up Skeens in 2 weeks, then you know that they were panicking.
Yeah.
That they're like, okay, we got to unload the chamber here. We got to try to get going if we're going to contend. Yeah. Or if they're like, okay, we're 3-7 in our last 10. We weren't expecting anything this year. We'll just wait till September when the roster extends by two spots and we'll bring them up. We don't want to have them come up in a lost season until it really doesn't matter anymore.
And it won't affect his service time, too. They're thinking that.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You ready to move on to the NL West?
For sure.
Okay. NL West. I love this game. It's so fun. We should include, next week when we do emoji tiers, we need to include contenders or pretenders because we forgot to do
it. Yeah,
this
we need to.
We didn't have
to. But I mean, the NL West is fascinating.
It is. Yes. NL West is fascinating. You got the Dodgers sitting on top of 18-12. But then second place, you got the Giants 14-15. So let's just go down these other three because the Rockies don't matter. They're 7-21.
No.
So if the Giants are 14-15 in second place, they're 3.5 games back, though. Not bad. Right.
Nah.
So it's the Giants in second place. Are you panic or patience?
Just sitting pretty, feeling good.
I think you are too, because, well, so this is the thing. You know you're not going to win the division anyway. right?
Probably Absolutely not.
You've got to keep your eye on the wild card, though, because in the wild card, they're a game and a half back, which isn't bad. Isn't bad.
No.
But you always have to have your eye on that.
That's the mark. That's the watermark. Yep, I agree. Yeah.
So if you can set the standard for the wild card, you're sitting pretty. At this point, a game and a half back, end of April, I'm not worried.
Nah, everything's fine.
I'm having patience. Okay, Padres. Padres are 14 and 17. Mm-hmm. 4.5 back of the Dodgers, 2.5 back in the wild card. I feel like it's a similar situation with the wild card, but the Padres may or may not be a bigger mess than the Giants.
Yep, we don't know yet. That's why I say I don't know what to say about San Diego, other than back to what I was feeling with the Reds, it's very similar. I'm like fidgeting in my seat. You know, I'm like, okay. I'm uneasy, but I'm not panicking.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah, I'd be a little fidgety as the Padres as well.
Yeah.
Okay. The Diamondbacks. The Diamondbacks are a fascinating case study, Brig. Okay. So they are 13 and 16, 4 and 6 in their last 10. But you want to know something interesting?
Yep.
They have a plus 29 run differential.
Yeah. Yeah.
How, riddle me this, how do you have a plus 29 run differential and you're sitting three games, nay, four games under 500 because I think they lost tonight already?
I have no idea.
Oh, they're about to lose. They're down 8-4 to the Dodgers. Are you kidding me? I say about to lose. Like they're most likely.
The Dodgers. Yeah.
So,
the top of the ninth.
So, let's say they're four games under 500 with a plus 25 run differential. I don't know how that happens.
I don't either.
But
I don't know either.
Ultimately,
panic. Panicking.
Panic. Panic.
Panic.
You got off to a hot start last year. You're able to ride it through like a terrible, terrible second half of July and August and still make the playoffs. And part of the reason they even made the playoffs is because Seiya Suzuki misplayed a ball in right field.
Exactly.
Like the second to last day of the season, right? That's part of how they made the playoffs. And then they got hot and rode the momentum to the World Series.
For sure.
So I would absolutely be
where panicked. They belonged, by the way. They didn't just limp didn't in just, and then
right, because
be a punching
they,
bag.
The first half of the season, they were one of those teams where the first half of the season, they were one of the best four or five teams of baseball.
Yeah, you're like, whoa. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And then it got weird.
Yeah.
And if I'm the Diamondbacks, though, I'm a little worried about Corbin Carroll right now.
Yeah.
I think despite his struggles, you need to put him back in the leadoff spot because that's where he was at his best last year. You can't have him batting five or six. That's not where he goes.
Nope.
That's just.
And it's not where he goes in his head. Exactly. He's sitting there thinking, this is not where I belong. You can't have your guy doing that. You don't want him thinking that way.
And even if he's not saying it, there's a mental aspect to it.
Oh, yeah.
You know there is. Because you look at guys' stats, there are certain places where they bat better in the lineup. And part of it is mental. Part of it is the number and type of pitches that they're seeing in their first at bat. Part of it is who's on base, who's not on base, who's behind them, things like that. Like, there is a whole other aspect to where guys hit in the lineup other than just like, oh, man, I don't like batting fifth.
Yeah, well, no, it's way more nuanced than that.
Yeah, there's a whole lot more to it. So, yeah, they've got to put him back in the leadoff spot. They've got to be patient with him getting going because he will. He's talented enough. He will.
Oh,
he'll adjust.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's just weird. It's weird. It's like they overhauled that team this offseason and were like, let's try it again, but a different way. And it's not working. Not even a little bit.
No, it's not working.
So, anyway, those are our panic and patience. Let us know what you think, baseball family. Hop down in the comments. Let us know. Are there teams that we think are panicking shouldn't be? Are there teams that we're being extra patient with that should be panicking? Let us know in the comments on the YouTube machine, or you can actually send us an email. I've been meaning to do this. I keep forgetting. Send us an email, baseballtogetherpod@gmail.com. You can reach out to us directly. That is one of the easier ways to do it. We will always respond to emails and likely read them on the show as well.
Catch new episodes of the Baseball Together podcast every Tuesday.